Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch, Friday night specials. Tonight's show will be in English and Swahili. We will be reading from John chapter 8. You can email Diane at diane@linning.com. Remember, all shows are archived to listen to at your time that is good for you. Hear those archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning to listen to archive shows and our weekly shows as well. We're so glad you've joined us tonight. We are looking forward to our time together. We will begin in just a few moments, reading in John chapter 8. This show is scheduled for English and Swahili. We're looking forward to our time together. Gather around, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy. Begin shortly. Thank you. toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials. This is Diane Lenning, your host, broadcasting from the United States of America. Reaching out to you specifically tonight in Africa, and our co-host speaks from Kenya and will share in Swahili when he joins us. We're looking forward to our time together with you tonight. We are really happy about news we hear that people in the Eastern Hemisphere are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And personally, I believe that's the most important decision any and every person could make in their life. And it is an individual decision that God wants each one of us to make. We don't have to ask a husband or a wife or a brother or sister or father or mother. It's a choice between each one of us individually, between us alone and God the Father. And we can come to know this experience of walking in a Christian life by accepting Jesus as your Savior, which we try to give everyone that opportunity to pray with you on each lesson or show that we have. We are saying the Lord's Prayer this month and here and there throughout the year, because this is a prayer that comes from the Bible, Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, that most Christians memorize. And I think it's a good thing if you do go to archive and play it over to listen to it and try to begin to say it with me. And if you have a Bible, to locate that in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Pray with me and bow your heads together. Sometimes we fold our hands, whatever is comfortable for you. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are a part of your family, and that we can reach out to others around the world to share the good news of everlasting life and how to walk a good life with peace and harmony with others through walking as a Christian while here on earth. We know that it doesn't guarantee that life will be easy or that nothing will fall upon us, so to speak, like the rain, for we know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But we know, Lord, that you promise you will be with us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray blessings upon those who are listening and those who are beginning in their walk with you, and perhaps they've been a Christian a long time. And perhaps have become discouraged, Lord. We pray that you would encourage them and that you would, Lord, lift up those who are depressed and who are hurting and who are ill, Lord. We pray for our co-host, that you would anoint them, Lord, and touch them. And we pray for our director, Maria, Lord, that you would bless her and give her long life, health and strength, and renew her mind and her vigor. And we pray these things in the blessed name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just review a little bit of what we read last time, and then our co-host John is going to come on and read John chapter 8 in Swahili. But I'm going to review that we talked about when Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And we find out at dawn, the beginning of day, Jesus appeared in the temple courts where all the people had gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. And they were using a question to try to trap him in order to have a reason to accuse him of something. Remember, some people did not trust him and believe he really was the Messiah, although there were many who did. And even today, we have skeptics who don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. There are millions of people around the world who do believe that Jesus is the Messiah, including myself. And we know that they brought a woman before him, a woman who had committed adultery, and in those days, they stoned people for crimes like this. And I believe Jesus was saying in this passage that we don't need to stone people anymore. See if you can understand that out of this message. He said, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone or throw a stone at her." Well, we know that Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every man on this earth, every woman on this earth has sinned. And therefore, we have no right to stone another human being. He's saying here, let judgment be with whom judgment is properly set for, and that is for God the Father at the white throne of judgment, and for Jesus as his Son of God. Jesus straightened up and said, when no one would throw a stone and they were all gone, he said, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. And Jesus answered, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Go now and leave your life of sin. And go on and live a life for Christ." Now, when Jesus spoke to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And we've learned in the first part of John that Jesus helps us to step out of darkness and walk into the light. No other human being here on earth can do that. They might say and try to trick you and say they can, but only Jesus and God, and Jesus the Son of God, can help us to step out from darkness into life. With the power of God. So we need to also allow the Holy Spirit that comes in our life when we accept the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to give us a witness to others who might claim they're someone. And really think about it and let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, witness within yourself whether or not the truth is being spoken to your ears. Now Jesus says, "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy." That's God. "And what I have heard from him, I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father God. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me, and he has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. And even as he spoke, many believed. Now I'm going to give you the opportunity in a minute to say the salvation prayer. We know in John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in order to be a child of God, we need to receive God's best gift, Jesus Christ, as our Son. And pray with me right now if you'd like to receive Jesus into your heart. And if you have already received Jesus, pray along with others to make them feel comfortable. Dear Lord, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity. And you can say along with me, I know that I am separated from you, God, and that I have been a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, Son of God, and Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I'm willing to turn from my way and go your way, Lord. And I now invite you into my heart as my own personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, and I will try my best to walk in the ways of the Lord and follow the example of how we are to live a life by watching Jesus and reading about Jesus in the New Testament scriptures. And I pray, Lord, a blessing on these people who've received you now as your Lord and Savior, that you would protect them, be with them, and send the Holy Spirit in their lives now as well, that the Holy Spirit will guide them in truth and righteousness along the path of a true Christian. And we just praise these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we have John on the radio now, and he's going to come on and say hello, and he's going to read the scripture in Swahili. Let me get it connected here. We'll be with, there we go. Hello, John. How are you from Africa?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Very good. How
good
are
morning.
You doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. So, are you ready this morning to read in Swahili in chapter 8 of the book of John?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, if you'd like to pray first, please do that. Please pray first and then start reading in chapter 8.
Okay, let's pray. Sante Baba asubuhi kwa kutufikisha asubuhi njema na kutupa nafasi kama ya kusoma Biblia, ambapo wewe ndio Mungu mkuu na wewe ndio Mungu uishie milele. Baba, tukuomba kitu ambacho tutasoma tuweke maanani na utuongoze na utulinde. Kwa jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. Okay, go ahead and start reading in John chapter 8.
Can you hear me clearly? Do you hear me clearly?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
John
go ahead.
Chapter 8. Walikwenda kila mtu nyumbani kwake, naye Yesu akaenda mpaka mlima wa Mzeituni. Hata asubuhi kulipokucha, akaingia tena hekaluni, na watu wote wakamwendea. Naye akaketi, akawa akiwafundisha. Waandishi na Mafarisayo wakamletea mwanamke aliyefumaniwa katika uzinzi. Wakamweka katikati. Wakamwambia, mwalimu, mwanamke huyu amefumaniwa alipokuwa kizini. Basi katika Torati Musa alituamuru kuwapiga kwa mawe wanawake namna hii. Nawe wasemaje? Nao akasema,
keep going.
Nao wakasema, neno hilo wakimjaribu ili wapate sababu ya kumshtaki, lakini Yesu akainama akaandika kwa kidole chake katika nchi. Nao walipozidi kumhoji, alilijua, alijiinua akawaambia, yeye asiye na dhambi miongoni mwenu na awe wa kwanza wa kumtupia jiwe. Akainama tena akaandika kwa kidole chake katika nchi. Nao waliposikia wakashtakiwa na dhamiri zao, wakatoka mmoja mmoja, kuanzia tangu walio hata wa mwisho wao. Akabaki Yesu peke yake na yule mwanamke amesimama katikati. Yesu akajiinua kumwona mtu ila yule mwanamke, akamwambia, mwanamke, wako wapi wale washtaki wako? Je, hakuna aliye kuhukumu kuwa na hatia? Amwambia, hakuna Bwana. Yesu akamwambia, wala mimi sikuhukumu, sikuhukumu, nenda zako wala usitende dhambi tena. Basi Yesu akamwambia, akamwambia tena akasema, mimi ndimi nuru ya ulimwengu, yeye anifuataye hatapenda gizani kamwe, bali atakuwa na nuru ya uzima. Basi Wafarisayo wakamwambia, wewe unajishuhudia mwenyewe, ushuhuda wako si kweli? Yesu akajibu akawaambia, mimi ningawa najishuhudia mwenyewe, ushuhuda wangu ndio kweli, kwa sababu najua nilikotoka na niendako, lakini nyinyi hamjui nilikotoka wala niendako. Ninyi mwahukumu kwa kufuata mambo ya mwili, mimi simhukumu mtu. Nami ijapo hukumu, hukumu yangu ni kweli, kwa kuwa mimi si peke yangu, bali ni mimi na yeye aliyenipeleka. Tena katika Torati yenu imeandikwa kwamba ushuhuda wangu wa wawili ni kweli, mimi ndimi ninayejishuhudia mwenyewe, naye Baba aliyenipeleka ananishuhudia. Basi wakamwambia, yuko wapi bwana yako? Yesu akajibu, mimi hamnijui wala Baba yangu hamnijui. Kama mungalijua mimi, mungalijua na Baba yangu. Maneno hayo aliyasema alipokuwa akifundisha hekaluni katika chumba cha hazina, wala hakuna mtu aliyekamata kwa sababu saa yake ilikuwa haijajaa. Basi akawaambia tena, mimi naondoka, nanyi mtanitafuta, nanyi mtakufa katika dhambi yenu. Mimi niendako ninyi hamwezi kuja. Basi Wayahudi wakasema, je, utajua kwa kuwa asema mimi niendako mimi hamwezi kuja? Akawaambia, mimi ni wa chini, mimi ni wa juu, mimi ni wa ulimwengu huu, mimi si wa ulimwengu huu. Kwa hiyo naliwaambieni ya kwamba mtakufa katika dhambi zenu, kwa sababu usiposadiki ya kuwa mimi ndiye, mtakufa tena. Verse 25. Wakamwambia, yu nani wewe? Yesu akawaambia, hasa neno lilo hilo nalowaambia, nayo mengi ya kusema na kuhukumu juu yenu, lakini aliyenipeleka ni kweli, nami niliyesikia kwake ndiyo ninenayo katika ulimwengu, wala hawakutambua ya kuwa anawatajia Baba. Basi Yesu akawaambia, mtakapokuwa mmekwisha kumuinua mwana wa Adamu, ndipo mtakapofahamu ya kuwa mimi ndiye, na ya kuwa sifanyi neno kwa nafsi yangu ila kwa Baba alivyonifundisha, ndivyo ninenavyo. Basi aliyenipeleka yu pamoja nami, hakuniacha peke yangu, kwa sababu nafanya siku zote yale yapendezayo. Naye alipokuwa akisema hayo, wengi walimwamini. Basi Yesu akawaambia, wale Wayahudi waliomwamini, ninyi mkikaa katika neno langu, mmekuwa wanafunzi wangu kweli kweli, tena mtaifahamu kweli, nayo hiyo kweli itawaweka huru. Akamjibu, sisi tu uzao wake Ibrahimu, wala hatujawa watumwa wa mtu wakati wowote, nawe wasemaje utawekwa huru? Yesu akajibu, amin amin amin, anawaambia, kila atendaye dhambi ni mtumwa wa dhambi, wala mtumwa hakai nyumbani siku zote. Mwana hukaa siku zote. Basi Mwana akiwaweka huru, utakuwa huru kweli kweli. Verse 37, najua kuwa ninyi ni uzao wa Ibrahimu, lakini mnatafuta kuinua kwa sababu neno langu halimo ndani yenu. Kuniua kwa sababu neno langu halimo ndani yenu? Niliona niliyoyaona kwa Baba ndiyo ninayo, nanyi vivyo hivi mliyoyasikia kwa Baba yenu ndiyo niyatendayo. Akajibu akamwambia, Baba yetu ndiye Ibrahimu. Yesu akamwambia, kama mngekuwa watoto wa Ibrahimu, mngezitenda kazi zake Ibrahimu. Lakini sasa mnatafuta kuniua mimi, mtu ambaye nimewaambia iliyo ukweli mliyoyasikia kwa Mungu? Ibrahimu hakufanya hivyo. Ninyi mnazitenda kazi za Baba yeye, ndipo alipowaambia, sisi hatukuzaliwa kwa zinaa, sisi tunaye Baba mmoja, yaani Mungu. Yesu, verse 43, Yesu akawaambia, kama Mungu angekuwa Baba yeye, ungenipenda mimi, kwa maana nalitoka kwa Mungu nami nimekuja, wala si kuja kwa nafsi yangu, bali yeye ndiye aliyenituma. Mbona hamuyafahamu hayo niyasemayo? Kwa sababu ninyi hamwezi kulisikia neno langu. Ninyi ni wa Baba yenu Ibilisi, na tamaa za Baba yenu ndizo mpendazo kuzitenda. Yeye alikuwa muuaji tangu mwanzo, wala hakusimama katika kweli, kwa kuwa hamna hiyo kweli ndani yake. Asemapo uongo usema yaliyo yake mwenyewe, kwa sababu yeye ni mwongo na baba wa huo. Nami kwa sababu nasema iliyo kweli hanisadiki. Ni nani miongoni mwenu anishuhudiaye ya kuwa nina dhambi? Nani nikisema kweli, mbona nyinyi hamsadiki? Yeye aliye na Mungu huyasikia maneno ya Mungu, hivyo ninyi hamsikii kwa sababu ninyi si wa Mungu. Wayahudi wakamjibu wakamwambia, je, sisi hatusemi vyema kwa ya kwamba wewe ni Msamaria nawe una pepo? Yesu akajibu, mimi sina pepo, lakini mimi namheshimu Baba yangu, na nyinyi wanivunjia heshima yangu, wala mimi sitafuti utukufu wangu. Yuko mwenye kutafuta na kuhukumu. Amin amin, namwambia nawaambia, mtu akilishika neno langu, hataona mauti milele. Basi Wayahudi wakamwambia, sasa tumeamua ya kuwa kuna pepo. Ibrahimu amekufa na manabii wamekufa, nawe wasema mtu akilishika neno langu hata onge mauti milele? Wewe ni mkuu kuliko baba yetu Ibrahimu, naye amekufa nao manabii wamekufa, wakifanya huu nani? Verse 54. Yesu akajibu, nikijitukuza mwenyewe utukufu wangu si kitu. Anitukuzaye ni Baba yangu ambaye ninyi mwanena kuwa ni Mungu wenu, wala ninyi hamkujua, lakini mimi namjua. Nikisema ya kwamba simjui, nitakuwa mwongo kama nyinyi, lakini namjua na neno lake nalishika. Ibrahimu baba yenu alishangilia kwa vile atakavyoiona siku yangu, naye akaiona akafurahi. Verse 57. Basi Wayahudi wakamwambia, wewe hujapata bado miaka 50 nayo umemwona Ibrahimu? Yesu akawaambia, amin amin nawaambia, Yesu Ibrahimu asijekuweko mimi niko. The last verse. Basi wakaokota mawe ili wamtupie, lakini Yesu akajificha akatoka hekaluni. Na hilo ndilo neno. That's the last verse when they wanted to throw up stone. I'm done.
Great, praise the Lord. Now, if you haven't already, let's let you give the salvation prayer in Swahili.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Basi wakamwambia, wewe hujapata miaka 50 nawe umemwona? Yesu akawaambia, amin asijekuwekwa mimi niko. Basi wakaokota mawe ili wamtupie, lakini Yesu akajificha akatoka hekaluni. Palipokuwa kipita na mtu kipofu tangu kuzaliwa, wanafunzi wake wakamuuliza wakisema, nabii, ni yupi aliyetenda dhambi, mtu huyu au wazazi wake hata azaliwe kipofu? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, John, do you happen to have your Bible there, the one in Swahili?
Yes.
If you would do something for me, I'd appreciate it. If you would look up Matthew 6,
okay,
verse 9, and I'm going to say the
Matthew
Lord's Prayer again in English. It's the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 9, and then after I say it, we'll let you read it in Swahili. This is a prayer
Matthew
that we call, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. I'll tell you again when I say it.
Okay,
this is called the Lord's Prayer, and most Christians memorize this. So I've said it a time or two already on some of my other shows, and I'm going to say it throughout the months ahead. So let's bow our head, and we're going to say this so you can hear the Lord's Prayer. Let's all bow our heads, fold our hands. This is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now we'll see if John has found Matthew 6, and it starts in verse 9. should be our Father who art in heaven. You got it?
Yeah, up to verse 13, yeah.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can start in Swahili.
That is Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13.
Through 13. 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Okay. Basi ni salini hivi. Baba yetu uliye mbinguni, jina lako litukuzwe. Ufalme wako uje. Mapenzi yako yatimizwe hapa duniani kama huko mbinguni. Utupe leo riziki yetu, utusamehe deni zetu kama sisi tuwasamehavyo wadeni wetu, na usitutie majaribuni, lakini utuokoe na yule mwovu, kwa kuwa ufalme ni wako na nguvu na utukufu hata milele. Amina.
Amen. Now, John, I'd like you to stay on with us. I have something new tonight, and
okay.
I'm going to be starting a praise and worship session every Sunday night with Tate Christian Music so that people can learn how to worship the Lord. And one of our universal terms that everybody says, no matter what language you speak, is hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to be listening to Endless Hallelujah, and I hope John comes back. It looks like he got disconnected. But you can listen, and you're going to learn how to sing Endless Hallelujah. Now, you just might want to listen at first, but it's beautiful. And listen to the words and the beautiful music. Just praise and worship the Lord. Endless Hallelujah. This is by Matt Redman, The Heart of Worship, in the song Endless Hallelujah. And a word you can just say to praise the Lord is Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worship.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day.
Hallelujah.
No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be.
Praise the Lord.
And we will worship.
No more pain.
We will see you face to face.
praise. Thank you, Lord. Bless His
hope. And we will walk.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John, we'd like to give you opportunity to speak in English with me a bit. Can we hear a report from you about perhaps something that God's been doing in your lives and the lives of those in your community and your country? Hi, John. Are you there? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, John. Well, evidently he can't. Oh, I have to connect your button because you hung up. When you hang up, then I have to connect your button again. There we go, John. We're going to give you opportunity to speak and share a little bit about what's happened in your country.
Do you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Well, we are happy. The rain has stopped. And now we are okay. Nothing much has happened, but God is faithful to us.
Well, how is the mosquito population? Have you gotten through the malaria season?
It is still there.
Still have mosquitoes?
No, but yes, we have. We still have.
So everybody's doing pretty well, getting through the season of malaria.
Yeah, not all people, but somehow people are trying, but not all of those people. But we pray it shall be okay.
Okay, is there anything that God has laid on your heart that you'd like to share in English first and then Swahili, the same thing? Perhaps a testimony or something that's done in your community or your family?
I'm so much thankful to the Lord because I was sick the other day. I was sick of ulcers. But he healed me. I'm so much thankful and praising the Lord. That's all I can say.
He has healed you through malaria?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And ulcers. You remember I told you of ulcers?
About what? I can't understand that one word.
Ulcers.
Answer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ulcers.
Well, tell us about it.
The stomach.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I'm now fine. No problem.
Praise the Lord.
I'm healed now.
Praise the Lord. Well, has your group of people in your neighborhood been sharing the Lord, or have any other people come to know the Lord in the last few weeks?
Yes, last week we had Isaac. Remember Isaac, the one we talked to the first day?
Yes.
And Joseph, he wanted to speak to you.
Well, I have good news to report that according to our records through my radio show, we have had 650 listeners last week.
Oh, praise, that's good.
Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for every listener. We hope our audience will continue to grow. You'll continue to tell your friends and neighbors about listening and use this time to hear the scripture. And to learn about being a child of God and to live the Christian life, the Christian walk, using Jesus as our example. You know, John, we're reaching out to Africa from America because we love the African people. We love the people of the world. And we hope that everyone else in the entire Eastern Hemisphere will be listening as well. I think it's Saturday morning for you as well, because we do speak English, and then you speak Swahili, and I know many people in that part of the world either know English or learning it or would like to learn it. So this is a good opportunity.
Yes.
And you can listen to our archived shows and go back and listen over and over. And another thing I'd like to do and try right now, and I'd like you to stay on, John, I'm a little bit brave here. I try new things because I'm trying to teach new Christians things I think that will benefit them. But I don't really have a tape of music, a background for This Is the Day, but I found some drum music that I think is going to work if I sing with it. And so it's This Is the Day. We've sung it before. And we're going to try that. So if you've heard it and you want to try to sing along with me, it's This One Is This Is the Day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Now the beauty of this background is I can lower it and sing it in another key. And so kind of ignore the background singer, but I'm going to try to sing it a little lower. Get a couple of different registers here. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Now I'm playing this to give you some idea of some different rhythms. Now we do different rhythms with it in America as well. But perhaps you have drum rhythms you like in your area of the world. This is just another way to do it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Now you try it. Sing along to it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Now we call that a variation. In other words, it's not the way we normally sing it, but it's a variation in which you could interpret it to sing it that way that perhaps fits the music to your area of the world. So you don't have to sing it exactly like we sing it. I know I've sung it differently than that. A little more straight without rhythm and things, but you can do some different things with it. So we just praise the Lord for that, and I would like to take this time to pray for everyone who's listening, and then I'm going to give John opportunity to pray, and then that will be the end of our show tonight. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Lord, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, as a part of God's family. We pray a blessing upon all the people of Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. And we in America want everyone in the world to know about God's best gift, His Son, the Lord Jesus, and accept Him as their own personal Savior and be a part of God's family. Lord, we pray that You will spread the good news and spread the gospel and woo people unto You by Your Spirit, Lord. Soften the hearts of those who have hardened hearts. Soften the hearts of those who want to hurt and harm others, Lord, and help them to want to do love and kindness to one another, to bring peace and harmony and success in their lives, in their communities, and their cities, and their countries, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Anoint John, Lord, as he goes about and tells others of the Lord, and anoint his friends. Lord, give them strength and encouragement and uplift them, Lord. Give them wisdom. Give them the ability to discern the good spirits and the bad spirits, Lord. And to bind those evil spirits that might come against them. Bind those spirits in the name of Jesus. And we loose the power of God's angels on their behalf of God's children. Lord, that You would protect them and bless them and anoint them and give them a good life. And help the angels of the Lord God to hide them from their enemy, so that if enemies come among them, Lord, they won't understand who they're out to get, that they will be confused and not cause any havoc or harm to any of God's people. And we just thank You, Lord, for those who have accepted Jesus tonight, that You would bless them, help them to be able to get a Bible, and to share the Word with others, and to meet together in a local church or a home to share the good news and to sing together and to read the Scripture and to exhort one another, encourage and uplift one another and help one another. And we praise You, Lord, and thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, John. If you would like to pray a closing prayer in Swahili, that would be good right now.
Baba yetu ule mbinguni, jina lako litukuzwe, falme wako uje, mapenzi yako yatimizwe, hapa duniani kama huko mbinguni, utupe leo riziki yetu, utusamehe deni zetu, kama sisi nasi tusamehe wadeni wetu, na usitutie majaribuni, lakini tuokoe na yule mwovu, kwa kuwa ufalme ni wako, na nguvu na utukufu, hata milele. Amina.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am going to play that endless hallelujah on the way out as we go, as we finish, because I want to give you opportunity to hear this wonderful new song, and you can sing and worship the Lord along with it. Remember, the words are endless hallelujah to our King, and I might have to just reduce the volume on this one because I can't get it to stop. And so we're now going to play endless hallelujah, the one we played a few minutes ago, in which you can praise the Lord in worship on the way out in the end of our show tonight. Remember, hallelujah is a universal word that everyone of every nationality and language says in praise to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Just say it with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, God.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory, not my own. What a joy I'll sing of on that day.
Praise the Lord.
No more tears or broken dreams. Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be.
Yeah, but yeah.
Amen.
And we will worship.
Praise the Lord.
Worship.
Hallelujah.
Forever in your presence, we will sing. We will worship.
Say hallelujah, John.
Worship you.
Hallelujah. One another, for the Lord says, wherever two are gathered in my name, praying one for another that there I am, Jesus, among you. He is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And we're to pray alone and to pray together, but pray without ceasing. And praise and worship the Lord. That will be the strength of your life. We love you. God bless you. God loves you. And until next time, until we meet again, praise the Lord and hallelujah. Good night. Take care and worship God. Bye-bye.